Theater season is winding down in Ashland. The Oregon Shakespeare Festival closes for winter break in a couple of weeks, but OSF is not the only game in town. And while it is winding down, the Ashland New Plays Festival is cranking up. The festival features four new plays being read before audiences for more or less the first time. We have three guests with us to talk about it. Kyle Hayden is the artistic director of the New Plays Festival. He's also an actor and part of the cast of one of the plays this year. Kyle, good to have you back in the studio.
Good to be here.
Beth Kander is back with us as well. She is the two-time winning playwright at the Ashland New Plays Festival and the host playwright this year. Beth, good to see you once again.
I'm delighted to be back.
And Jackie Apodaca is with us as well. She is the associate artistic director at the New Plays Festival and is directing one of the plays, oddly enough, the one that Kyle is in, called Go, Please Go. Jackie, good to see you.
Thanks. Hi.
You must have the most fun. You get to be the associate artistic director and direct the actual artistic director as an actor in a play.
It's good. And yesterday we had one of our first rehearsals, and I was like, phew, he's good.
Which shouldn't have been a surprise, right?
You never know, right? He directed me this summer. I think he had the same experience. Like, oh, thank goodness.
All the things you learn about each other when you're working on stage. Kyle, you've been at the helm of the New Plays Festival for several years now. Why is this so durable? Now, 2 decades plus of the Ashland New Plays Festival.
Yeah, this is year 26, I believe. I think it's because it's a community-oriented organization. I think it's grassroots. It sprung up from several theaters back in the 90s, and I think it's endured because people really love the kind of storytelling we do and the chance that the community gets to come together and choose these plays that they're going to see.
For someone who likes theater but is kind of like, I don't know, a bunch of guys with music stands, how is this fun? Sell this a little bit. I mean, what is the appeal?
Yeah, sure. Well, I think in one way it is very much like radio. So anybody listening to this, it might be very familiar with them because you have to use your imagination to create part of the story. But I do think that there is a dynamism of watching actors create these characters at music stands without being in costume, just seeing them use their bodies and totally creating these characters and these worlds for us. And when you have four well-written plays like we have this year, it's much easier to do. So you get to come and use your brain a little bit to put part of the story together, which I think is really exciting.
And some plays are pretty small, intimate sorts of things with just a few actors. And some I've seen like 10 music stands up there at different times.
Yeah, correct. We did a play a couple of years ago, Now This, by Scott Kaiser. I think it had 60 characters and 15 actors on stage, you know, and then we might have plays with two or three handers with just a couple of people. So it can really vary depending on the scope of the play.
Beth Kander, the host playwright this year, you've been here for several times now. Is it a real shot of adrenaline to come to the Ashland New Plays Festival?
It is. It's started to feel like my little rejuvenation week where I get to really engage with not just other incredible artists, but as Kyle said, a community where the audiences always blow me away with their thoughtfulness. And it's just sort of a reminder that there really is an appetite for new work. There are people who champion and cheerlead for this. And yeah, as long as I'm able to keep coming back to Ashland, I'm going to take that shot of adrenaline every time I can get it.
So each one of the four plays is staged twice during the festival, is that right?
Yep.
And there's a talk back after each one. So the audience does get a chance to take a good whack at the play and the playwright and everything else, right?
They do. And it's funny, I was speaking with all of the playwrights for this year and trying to adequately prepare them for what to expect as far as these talkbacks is an interesting challenge because not everywhere do you have the sort of engagement that the audiences really display play after play. It's almost an ownership and a pride, like, no, I have something to say about this. I put some thought into your work, which can be intimidating if you've never had audiences like that. But it's such a gift to know that they're there because they have something important to share with you because you shared something important with them. And that's a really incredible dialogue to be able to have with an audience.
I wonder after the first time or two that you were before a New Plays Festival audience, if the next time you sat down to write something, if you could hear the voices of the people of Ashland in your head.
Yes, absolutely. Yes.
So what do you get out of putting a play on its feet like this? What do you as the playwright get from having, you know, rather than just your own voice, you know, whatever kinds of hand motions or sock puppets you may use in your own private practice?
Yes, for the listening audience, there was a lot of hand motion just happening in studio right now. Several things, but I think first and foremost, everything makes sense in your head. It's the same way that no one's a good proofreader for themselves. You hand someone something, and no matter how good a copy editor you are, they will find a typo when it's someone else's eyes. It's the same thing with a play. Everything makes sense, every joke lands, every character has their own voice in your head, but it's not until you turn it over to a phenomenal director and to actors who will point out what's really working and will show you where the flaws are. When that joke thuds and no one in the audience laughs, you realize, okay, no, not that one. Maybe I'll go back there. But I think that that first and foremost is getting to have these other voices and hands and eyes and ears show you what is and isn't working.
The Ashland New Plays Festival starts Wednesday in Ashland. Four plays being read two times each by professional actors. We're talking to Beth Kander, the host playwright this year, Jackie Apodaca, the associate artistic director and one of the directors of this year's plays. Go Please Go is the one she's directing. Kyle Hayden is artistic director and actor in Go Please Go. And you can join the conversation on The Exchange at 800-838-3760, by phone, by email, jx@jeffnet.org. We've mentioned Go Please Go now as the first of the four that that we're saying by name. Jackie Apodaca, give us an idea of what it's like to be the director of a reading versus a fully blocked, fully staged play.
Yeah, I mean, in some ways it's really challenging, but in other ways it's much easier because you're just dealing with the story and the people who are telling the story, so you can really get into the arc of the play, what's happening between the characters and the relationships between the characters in a really specific way. As an actor first, an acting teacher, that's where most of my energy and my artistic push goes towards, and so that gives me a chance to really jump into that without the secondary or the later things that you get to worry about when you direct a full-fledged production in terms of design and bringing things to life in a more visual way. It's just the words, so just you and the words. So it can be really challenging because there's nothing to show things. The play we're doing this year, Go Please Go, has a lot of jumps in time. I did Constellations for AMPF earlier this year, which also has jumps in time. And so how do you show dramatic movement of time without any design or lighting or scenic design? So you have those kind of challenges, but the storytelling can be more hands-on.
So no lights, no scenes, no props, no costumes. So do you ask a little more of the actors, perhaps?
I don't know if it's more. I don't know if it's more, but it's definitely all on their backs. And I think in a way, actors, you know, theater coming from storytelling and traveling bands of actors, in a way, what we're doing is really part of the core of what theater has always been.
So tell us a little more about Go Please Go, what the basic story is.
It's a couple who, due to real estate prices and other issues, end up a couple that's together but end up breaking up and then live together for about 70 years after their breakup.
70.
Yeah. So they, stay roommates and go through their lives together. And so it looks a little bit at what is love and what is coupling and what is a relationship outside of the traditional way we think about that.
All right, let's Go Please Go, directed by Jackie Apodaca, who you just heard, and written by Emily Feldman. She is the playwright of that. A Dark Sky Full of Stars by Don Zelitis, directed by Claudia Alec. Kyle, what can you tell us about A Dark Sky Full of Stars?
It's a really striking, very fast-paced 80-minute piece that examines a shooting, the death of a young man, and looking at his family, his girlfriend, the kind of repercussions, the police officer that shot him, really taking an in-depth look at how the ripple effect of his life, how he got to where he was, and how what happened impacted everybody.
And then we have Sophonisba.
Yes.
By Callie Kimball, the one title that'll confuse. There's always one, isn't there?
Always one that's hard to pronounce. We gotta make it tough for people. Gotta make them work a little bit.
Callie Kimball, the playwright, Stephanie Sertich, the director. What's this one about?
Yeah, it's about the friendship between Sophonisba, who was a painter from Italy, and the Queen of Spain. Two historical figures who she did paint Queen Isabel several times. So it's about that relationship, their friendship, and it's a really wonderful, dynamic, really well-crafted story. Callie's been working on this for a while, and I'm convinced that this is going to be a show that's going to have a full production very soon.
This is the 15th century we're talking about here?
That is correct.
Okay, and then the final play that we haven't mentioned yet, What We Were by Blake Hackler, directed by Holly Durr.
Yeah, that is a really striking piece set in East Texas about three sisters Blake was inspired by a true story of a woman who was hiding out in the foster system and turned out that she was in her mid-30s. So it kind of looks at these three sisters and their history of abuse in their family and kind of where that's led them as adults. So really, really touching, surprisingly funny for dealing with some dark material, but it's a real striking play.
So it sounds like you've hit a bunch of corners here. You know, obviously chances for a comedy, you got historical stuff, you got social justice issues here, all kinds of different edges you can hit this year. So talk about the process now of picking plays to get down to four out of how many originally submitted?
400, yeah. Mm-hmm. And it's really interesting.
So only 396 got left behind.
Yeah, so, you know, it's tough. What is it, 1%? Or I'm not great at math, but...
yes.
We have a team of dedicated readers, 50 or 60 in the community, that get together in groups and whittle the plays down, first to a group of roughly 25 for the semifinal round. Everybody comes together and reads those and has a huge discussion in May, 3 hours or so, really kind of taking them apart, ranking the plays. And from that, they give me the list of their top 12, and I select four of the 12 plays to do at the festival. And it's really interesting that we do have such a wide variety of themes, because I'm not going in consciously trying to pick a season. Oh, we need a comedy. Oh, we need a romance. I'm really looking for what I consider are the four best plays, and it's really great that we have four very different stories to tell this year. But a lot of that's a credit to the readers and what they picked.
Are the 12 going to pool just sort of equal to each other, or are they ranked a bit? I mean, do you get like votes of the 12 that you're choosing?
They are ranked. Yeah, they do come to me ranked from 1 to 12. And I do have the latitude if I feel like number 12 is the strongest, I can pick those. Generally, the readers are right. You know, I'm generally picking, you know, in the top 4 to 5 for the most part. I will say that this year, this is the third year I've been running ANPF, and this is the strongest pool of 12 that we've had. You know, I think almost all of them could have been done at the festival, but there was something compelling about these four that led me to pick them.
Grab your headphones so I can take some phone calls. We're talking to the folks at the AFSA New Plays Festival. Kyle Hayden is the artistic director, Beth Kander, this year's host playwright, Jackie Apodaca, the associate artistic director and directing one of the plays, Go Please Go. You can join us at 800-838-3760 by phone, by email, jx@jeffnet.org. Here's a call from Tom in Jackson County. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange.
Hi, good morning.
Hi.
I'm a Southern Oregon novelist, but I made an attempt at writing a play. Who could I contact and ask an area in regards to having somebody take a look at it?
All right. Who's a good person to take a look at a play, Kyle Hayden?
Well, we open this festival, this contest is open for everybody. It opens on June 15th every year. So if you just goes to our website, ashlandnewplays.org, on the 15th, there'll be a big button that you could press and submit that, and you can enter it into the fall festival.
Beth Kander?
There is also a playwriting workshop as part of the festival on Saturday. So if you want to find out information about that, you can visit the ANPF website. All of the information is posted there. And just finding a few people around the room who are also writing plays can be a really good starting point for getting feedback, maybe even walking away with some critique groups if you're looking for local support.
Do you want people to have a play at least in some workable form, or can people come if they got nothing on paper
nope.
yet?
If you just think playwriting, that sounds cool, you are welcome to come strolling on in, and hopefully even if you've cranked out, you know, 12 or 13 plays already, like some of our playwrights, you'll still get something out of the prompts and conversations we'll have that morning.
So as the host playwright, do you spend much time with the playwrights who are coming in this year?
I do, which is such a joy. We've been in touch, I guess, since... Shortly after they were selected as winners is when I had my first round of phone calls with them. And we've been emailing ever since. We got together yesterday and we'll be having coffee this morning. It's great to get to be their sort of ally and ambassador over the course of the week. But playwrights tend to be really thoughtful, interesting people.
She says with a faraway look at her eyes. Yeah. The process of reading and writing and reading and writing, or writing and reading and writing and reading, it must go on and on. And I'm just wondering if you in particular can remember plays that have just resisted coming into the world, like babies that were in labor for 48 hours, stuff like that.
Whew, that's a really interesting metaphor to give someone who did a year and a half ago have a child. I have a very visceral reaction to that at this point. Yes, absolutely. I, in fact, have a folder on my desktop that's called The Graveyard. graveyard, and sometimes I will resurrect pieces that I have sent to the graveyard because there was nothing further I could do with them right now. And the great thing is you really do find, we'll continue this metaphor even further, some bones that work well to Frankenstein into another piece later on. So nothing ever really dies.
We've really covered the dramatic range, haven't we? Yeah. We've gone from birth to death to the graveyard to the resurrection all in a couple of sentences here. Jackie Apodaca, as a director, though, working with material that may be a little rough around the edges. I mean, I just wonder what kinds of things you as a director offer back to the playwright.
It depends on the playwright. So in some cases, working with playwrights, they want input. They want to hear responses from the actors and the director and have a conversation. And in other cases, they just really need to see it. And in some ways, I think that it depends. But sometimes I feel like the less that we talk, the less that I talk to the playwright, the more they get out of it, and that they get to see when they're not in the room, what is someone going to do with their baby? You know, how is it going to be understood by someone who doesn't have them there to guide? This is what my baby does best. Look at, you should put my baby in this dress. You know, instead it's just me there with their new work, and what do I see in it? So that can be helpful, I think, to the playwrights as well.
We have mentioned a couple times that Beth is a two-time winner at the Ashland New Plays Festival. Is it a, like a ranked 1 through 4 by the time the New Plays Festival is over, Kyle?
No, they're all equal once they get here. So I think we're just choosing to celebrate the 4 that win. So it's, you know, just about the fact that they've made it and that they're here.
Okay, not a winner of the 4, just the fact that she's had 2 plays produced.
And actually, I think that's such a beautiful element of the play that it's really emphasized to the playwrights ahead of time. If you're here, you are the 4 winners. There's no competition. You are colleagues when you get here, and that's really fostered throughout the week.
There's no best in show. There's no laurel wreath. There's no jury prize.
No. We're really kind of creating an ensemble of playwrights. I mean, I think Beth can speak to this more, but playwriting is kind of a solitary pursuit. So I think it's a really great opportunity to get them together, and they can talk about their work or talk about issues or problems they're having. So I think we are trying to create an ensemble of playwrights, and so the worst way to build an ensemble is to rank people and say who's worse.
Get you competing with each other.
Yeah, exactly.
Interesting, though, to think about it as a solitary pursuit, because you bring potentially hundreds, if not thousands, of people into a theater if the play is good enough. So it must be a little strange to be sitting there pounding away on a computer and thinking, well, how's this going to play to a house of X size?
Yeah, I mean, step A is very lonely, but you know that you have step Z, God willing, surrounded by a community of people who are excited to be there and sharing a new story.
Ashland New Plays Festival, Wednesday through Sunday, A Dark Sky Full of Stars, Go Please Go, Sophonisba, and What We Were, the plays this year. Kyle Hayden is the artistic director, Jackie Apodaca, the associate artistic director, Beth Kander, the host playwright this year. Thanks, Paul, for joining us on the Jefferson Exchange today.
Thanks for having us.